This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Counties have entered a critical phase for officially wrapping up work on last month's primary. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Colorado was one of the first states in the country to require counties audit their election results. Bipartisan teams will pull out randomly selected paper ballots and manually record the vote choices on them in order to compare those against the counts from scanning machines. Peg Pearl oversees elections in Arapahoe County.
We submit it to the state, and then the state program compares that to what was already in the record from this voting system and will let us know if there's any that don't match, what they call discrepancies, and why.
Pearl says most problems that come up are from voters making unclear marks on their ballot. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council unanimously voted to approve an ordinance yesterday guiding the city's emergency evacuation procedures and planning. The ordinance assumes any type of hazard could occur. Councilman Bill Murray says the request by some residents to include modeling of evacuation times are critical.
I will ask this council to remember that we do have other requirements, other processes, other concerns, and the communities have spoken loudly about it.
The ordinance requires a second reading and vote to be finalized. Meanwhile, the 81st Pikes Peak or Bust Rodeo gets underway in Colorado Springs today. The annual event features drill teams, steer wrestling, and bull riders, among other performances and competitions. Organizers say they expect the event to sell out, and Friday and Saturday already are. In Colorado Springs, it's 95 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.